driving a Lamborghini, who is really driving? Of course, me. And all the things that the factory thought about and they made it possible to happen, it's here, isn't it? So they have a slight control in here. Why can't I understand that I'm in control of my life and someone else is in control as well, and there are places that I could give up to him? Why? We cannot imagine anything in your cause and effect formula of this universe, something out of it to do it. We know that this is a difficult subject. He brought it in the middle of a story. Then he realized that, oh, I'm talking about something that they don't have a clue to begin with. Because this is something to feel inside, not to think in here. In here is cause and effect only. In here we have only logic, right? There is something else. How could we talk about that something else? You tell me.
Analogy, imagination.
Listen to this analogy, John. Analogy. Nobody volunteered. Amadeus is very tired. You do it. Allegory. Listen.
Story of the Caliph seeing Layla.
Story of something, right? In Persian language, we use the word of story. Essay. Means, now I tell you a story. He talked about a very difficult subject. Suddenly, he wants to bring an allegory to understand this. Yes.
The Caliph said to Layla, "Art thou she by whom Majnun was distracted and led astray? Thou art not superior to other fair ones." "Be silent," she replied, "since thou art not Majnun."
Finish. That was it. Two verses. A good allegory, right? He said, the story. Have you heard about this story of Lady and Majnun? Lady and Majnun is Juliet and Romeo. Exactly. But more drastic. The good part of it is the name of Romeo. Majnun means crazy. Because the lover is crazy, remember, to us. Love is a state of craziness. Doing opposite the logic, being illogical. The guy is called Majnun. But he is not the crazy crazy. He is the crazy being crazy or made crazy. It's not fa'il, it's maf'ul. He is not doing it. It happened to him to be the crazy. Because craziness in Arab language is junoon, okay? So if I do something crazy, I am the doer. But if it happens that I am crazy, I will be the passive one. The receiving end of that verb is majnun. That's me, okay? This majnun, because that's the extreme state of mind in love. This crazy fellow who is in love with that beautiful woman, the Caliph will see that lady, which is not very special. He will say, "What's the matter? Why he loves you that much? Because you're not that beautiful. You're not better than the other ones." And the woman will say, "Shut up. You are not Majnun." Means beauty is in the eye of the beholder. He is the lover. He sees me, the most beautiful one, because he could see my beauty. You cannot, because you are not in love. There is a beauty in this woman that only that crazy man in love could understand. Not this. This is the allegory. He wanted to explain something and said, "Listen, there is something beyond the logic." Like this. Because for us, the exception is always love. Love is the only exception in a human being. The rest, we see,
We see the animal, we know the animal, we understand the animal. The monkey, we're talking about the imitation. The master of imitation is monkey. We know we are monkey, but we are more than that. That exception is love that is changing everything. So we brought the allegory, said like this. When I was talking about these RF people sleeping from the matter of day and night and natural life and things like that, I know I don't make sense, but I could refer you to a state of love. You know that it doesn't make sense to you. You know that you don't understand why that guy is loving this lady. Because they are attracted. There is a magical thing over there. Think about that one. So this is the beginning of it, yes?
Whosoever is awake is the more asleep. His wakefulness is worse than his sleep. When our soul is not awake to God, wakefulness is like closing our doors.
You see how simple and how quickly he came to the conclusion to let you know. He wants to repeat all the things that develop, the things that he opened in another paragraph. He will let you have the allegory and the conclusion that the one who are more awake to this one are more asleep to that one. And this is sleeping that I was talking about. I'm talking being awakened by Hap. The one who is awakened by Hap is awake to us. The rest are sleeping because they don't know what they are doing. They are not in control and things like that. Yes?
All day long, from the buffets of fantasy and from loss and gain and from fear of decline, there remains to it neither joy nor grace and glory nor way of journeying to heaven. The one asleep is he who hath hope of every vain fancy and holds parley with it. And now we come to some Latin.
Yeah.
Should I read the Latin?
Yeah, read the Latin to see how does it feel.
Diabolum per somnum videt tanquam virginem celestem.
Did it make sense to you? They didn't want it to make sense. Amazingly, in Persian version is not Arabic or something else. This is the thing that they don't like in Rumi. Because there is a political correctness in religious hierarchy. There are things that you should not talk about. What is the first taboo in religion?
Sex.
Sex. You shouldn't talk about sex. You should say that. But here he's bringing an example. He wants to develop the idea of look at you and your thinking and the state of imagination and dream. And he will bring up the orgasm of men when they dream. When they dream, they have a sexy dream and they have an orgasm, what's happening there? This is the example he brings in, and they don't want to talk about it here. Amazingly, Rumi is not using the bad words or harsh words or even the words that they have some hint towards sexuality. In book one, the language is very clean, very proper, politically correct, and you could read it in any mosque or so. In book 5, he will say the words that the Iranian, they cannot read it because they don't have the habit of saying those words, actually. And he will change his language. But because that is there, and the religious people are worried about that part, they start from here. And we'll stop this fellow to talk about orgasm.
because that's what he talks about. The translation will be this, that somebody in the state of dream, in dream, he will see an ugly one like a beauty fellow, and will have an orgasm and will deliver the sin. When he wakes up, suddenly there is no beauty over there. He has to deal with the filthy dress, the panties and things as filthy, so he should be that. And he will feel weak and needing cleaning, and that beautiful picture disappeared. This is the simple translation of what he said, and nothing more than that, really, in Farsi.